Sheena Miller and Leland Clark are on an epic journey. They built two kayak rowboat hybrids, quit their day jobs, and started on the trip almost 2 months ago. When they're on the water, it looks like they're sitting in a kayak, backwards.
We have a little side view mirror that helps because you're always scanning the water for, you know, deadheads or logs or
whales.
Yeah.
The 18-foot-long boats are wider than a traditional kayak. Instead of paddles, they use oars.
All along the coast, everyone has said they've never seen this before. They've never seen these boats. Even the Border Patrol in Ketchikan, when we had a first check-in, have never seen this. So, yeah, it's definitely a fringe thing, I think.
Clark and Miller were inspired by Kenneth McRae Layton's book, Oar and Sail. It's a memoir about a 70-year-old anesthesiologist who rows a wooden boat from Vancouver Island to Prince Rupert, BC.
And since he was older than us and he had a heavy boat, we thought we could build boats that were way lighter and go twice as far. So it was sort of a challenge to us after reading that book.
So far, Clark and Miller have made it 800 nautical miles. They say their hybrid is safer than a kayak, less prone to tip over. But that doesn't mean they haven't experienced danger on the open water. On a particularly stormy day, they pulled their boats up to an island to make camp.
There weren't any sea lions visible or anything, but there was a red flag of the odor.
Well, I told Sheena, you better Google that real quick. See if anybody's camped on a sea lion colony and if they lived.
Three male sea lions poked their heads up and started barking, hissing, outstinking us, and slamming their bodies really close to the boats. And the wave they make is so big that the boats would go up in the air and then slam back down on the rocks.
The couple says the sea lions just wouldn't go away, forcing them to turn their boats around.
Yeah, now we know they're definitely territorial and you don't want to camp on in their hood because they're like gangsters. Like they escorted us out.
Aside from the natural threats, there's also been mental hurdles. Fatigue, sore backs, achy arms, being together 24/7.
It'll be something simple like one of us, probably me, is really hungry. I get hangry and then my blood sugar drops and then right away it's like everything becomes worse than it normally would be because I'm so hungry. So usually that's a main indicator of where fights will start with us.
Sea lions or Sheena hangry? I don't know. It's a tough one.
But rowing through the inside passage, the couple says they've seen white sand beaches and mountain vistas. They met friendly people up and down the coast. The hard times, they say, it's just part of the journey.
I wouldn't change anything, even the close calls. They're what frame this trip and what we're going to remember by far. So yeah, this is once in a lifetime experience for us.
Their goal is to row up to 1,500 nautical miles, all the way to Glacier Bay. In Petersburg, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.